This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Additional 8,243 corona infected people recover in Nepal. Recovery rate stands at 82.8%. Health Ministry confirms 5,042 additional cases of COVID-19 with 86 deaths in Nepal. With 68 deaths rather in Nepal. Australia donates essential medical equipment to Nepal Army, and armed men kill around 130 people in Burkina Faso. Now the news in detail. The COVID-19 infection ratio is noticeably declining across the country while the recovery rate is increasing. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, additional 8,243 corona-infected people recovered yesterday. The country's corona recovery rate now stands at 82.8%. Meanwhile, the country recorded a total of 5,042 new cases of viral infection yesterday. According to the Health Ministry's data, 68 corona-related deaths were reported across the country yesterday. There are 92,928 reported active cases of corona infection in the country till this date. A special aircraft of the Australian Defence Force carrying essential medical supplies to support Nepal in its fight against COVID-19 pandemic arrived Kathmandu yesterday. The shipment consisting of masks, gloves and coveralls were handed over to the Nepal Army by the Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, Felicity Vok, amid a function held at the Trivan International Airport yesterday itself. The Goodwill Foundation, which is a social organization based in Tibet Autonomous Region of China, has donated 50 oxygen concentrators to Nepal. The Secretary General of the Goodwill Foundation, Ma Zhijian, yesterday handed over the health supplies to the Consulate General of Nepal in Lhasa. The health materials were donated as a part of the COVID-19 Silk Road Community Building Initiative launched by the China NGO Network for International Exchange, the Silk Road NGO Cooperation Network and the Goodwill Foundation to jointly fight the second wave of the coronavirus infection in Nepal. The World Environment Day was marked across the world, including Nepal, yesterday by organizing various programs. The day was marked with the slogan Reimagine, Recreate, Restore. World Environment Day is one of the biggest annual events organized by the United Nations to generate awareness about the significance of nature. President Bidyadevi Bhandari on the occasion said, "The World Environment Day should be taken as a day to make a commitment for translating the constitutional guaranteed right to live in a clean and healthy environment into action." The community and private schools in Birganj of Parsa district are to be gradually open from the 15th of June as the second wave of coronavirus infection came under control in the district. Chief District Officer at Birganj, Chief Administrative Officer rather at the Birganj Metropolitan City, Pradeep Kumar Nirawala, said the schools closed since past 2 months would be brought into operation from 15th of June. The classes of grade 8 to 12 would be resumed first. The notice issued by the Metropolitan states that all the schools would be opened after the 29th of July. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India zani, mommy China zani. Dubai zana Facebook ro Viber ma zero. Ani aamile kusari contact garne?
Timiru Facebook ro Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako seva suvidha ko bare ma zero rahi chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming seva lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to international updates now. Armed men have killed around 130 people in an attack on a village in the north of Burkina Faso, say reports quoting government and security sources. During Friday night's raid on Solan village, homes and the market were also burned. No group has said it was behind the attack. But Islamist attacks are increasingly common in the country, especially in regions bordering Niger and Mali. Burkina Faso is facing a deepening security crisis like many of its neighbors as armed groups carry out raids and kidnapping across much of the region. Markets and shopping malls in New Delhi, which is the Indian capital, will be allowed to reopen from Monday in a further easing of the COVID-19 lockdown as infections fall in major Indian cities after weeks of restrictions. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said on Saturday that Delhi Metro will resume services at 50% capacity. Markets and malls will operate on alternative days with half of them opened on any given day. The government of the Maharashtra state, which includes India's economic hub of Mumbai, has also announced a 5-level plan to ease restrictions depending on the infection rates and hospital bed occupancy. Telecoms operators in Nigeria have restricted access to Twitter a day after the government announced its indefinite suspension for activities capable of undermining Nigeria's corporate existence. The suspension in Nigeria came 2 days after the social media giant deleted a tweet from President Muhammadu Buhari's account for violating its rules. The Association of Licensed Telecoms Operators of Nigeria confirmed its members had received formal instructions from the industry regulator, the Nigerian Communications Commission, to suspend access to Twitter. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Additional 8,243 corona infected people recover in Nepal. Recovery rate stands at 82.8%. Health Ministry confirms 5,042 additional cases of COVID-19 with 68 deaths. Australia donates essential medical equipment to Nepal Army, and armed men kill around 130 people in Burkina Faso. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.